You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. Today, we're stepping into one of the most sensitive and divided conversations inside the vegan community: feeding plant-based diets to cats and dogs. This topic can create tension quickly, even among people who share similar values. One side believes that vegan ethics should extend to the food we provide our animal companions. The other side argues that cats and dogs have biological needs that do not always align with human ethics, especially when it comes to cats. My goal today is not to tell you what is right or wrong. It's to present the most common arguments, add expert context, and leave this conversation open so the community can weigh in. Quick note, I am not a veterinarian. This is not medical advice. Any major dietary change should be discussed with a veterinary professional. If you spend time reading comment sections on this topic, especially on Reddit, Instagram, or Facebook, a few themes show up again and again. The first is cost and access. Some people say plant-based food for animal companions is too expensive, especially for larger dogs, multiple animals, or rescue situations. Others respond that home-cooked meals can be a more affordable option. That immediately leads to another concern. Veterinarians often warn that home-prepared diets can become nutritionally unbalanced if they're not carefully formulated, which can cause long-term health issues. Another major theme is the values argument. You'll often see comments saying, "Don't force veganism on an animal that cannot understand it." Some go as far as saying they would rather not adopt a carnivorous species than impose their beliefs on them. On the other side, people argue that animals do not need specific ingredients, they need specific nutrients. If those nutrients can be safely provided, then ethics still matter. These arguments usually talk past each other, which is why this topic stays heated. When it comes to cats, there is one point that almost everyone agrees on. Cats are obligate carnivores. That means their biology evolved around hunting and consuming prey. Major veterinary organizations consistently state that cats require nutrients typically found in animal tissue, most notably taurine. Taurine is essential for cats. A deficiency can lead to serious health problems affecting the heart, eyes, and nervous system. Some commercially available plant-based cat foods claim to meet nutritional requirements by using synthetic taurine and other supplemental nutrients. Supporters point out that many conventional meat-based cat foods also rely on synthetic supplementation due to nutrient loss during processing. These foods often state that they meet AAFCO or FEDIAF nutritional guidelines, which are commonly used standards for complete and balanced diets. Critics respond by saying that meeting a guideline on paper does not guarantee long-term health outcomes, especially when large-scale, long-term studies are limited. Veterinarians generally do not recommend plant-based diets for cats unless there is a medical reason, such as specific allergies, and even then, close monitoring is emphasized. You will also see sustainability arguments raised, especially within rescue communities. Feeding hundreds of cats specialized plant-based diets is often viewed as financially and logistically unrealistic. Looking forward, some people point to lab-grown or cultivated meat as a potential future solution. This could allow cats to consume biologically appropriate food without conventional animal agriculture. For now, this remains more of a future-facing idea than a practical option, especially with recent reports saying that the federal government is looking to ban these types of solutions. Dogs tend to be where the conversation softens. Dogs are more biologically flexible than cats and are not obligate carnivores in the same way. This makes plant-based diets easier to discuss in a realistic way. Several studies have examined nutritionally complete plant-based diets for dogs, especially a 12-month study that found healthy adult dogs maintain normal health markers when fed a commercial plant-based diet. That said, not all research is equal. Some studies rely on Guardian-reported outcomes, and experts often stress the importance of proper formulation and veterinary oversight. In comment sections, you'll frequently see the claim that 3 of the 4 oldest living dogs were vegan. This is usually tied to anecdotal examples like Bramble the Border Collie. While these stories are interesting, they're not scientific proof. Longevity is influenced by many factors, including genetics, lifestyle, veterinary care, and environment. Commercial options like Omni, Bramble, and VDog are often mentioned as examples of companies attempting to meet nutritional needs while aligning with vegan ethics. Even among supporters, there's broad agreement on one point: a poorly planned diet, vegan or not, is harmful. This conversation sits at the intersection of ethics, biology, access, and responsibility. For some vegans, extending their ethics to their animal companion feels essential. For others, respecting an animal's biological needs takes priority, even when it creates ethical discomfort. There's no single answer that fits every situation, every animal, or every guardian. So I want to hear from you. Where do you land on this topic? How do you balance ethics, health, and responsibility when it comes to cats and dogs in your life? Share your thoughts respectfully. This is a conversation worth having. To explore more complex topics like this and connect with vegans around the world, visit vegansexplore.com. To listen to more episodes of the Vegans Explore podcast, visit vegansexplore.com/podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore. Thank you for listening. We're a daily podcast, so we'll see you tomorrow.